When you hire a person to work for you, he knows full well his rights. He ought to, and his rights are that he can help himself to the food. So what happens if you hire a guy, and he's, whenever someone agrees to work as a worker in a field, they're thinking, one of the perks is, I'll be able to eat whatever I'm working with. So you know, if he knows that you have a vineyard, and you say, I need to work my vineyard done, he agrees, he's making a calculation. I'm going to get minimum wage plus all the grapes I can eat. But what happens if he shows up on the... So the question is, what happens if the grapes he's working with are not edible grapes? Like, for example, they're netzer ravai, karam ravai grapes. They're the fourth year grapes. They're the first case, the Mishnah's like that. Then, if you remember, the first 3 years of a tree's life, or the vine is a kind of tree, so that's orla, no one can eat it, that's fine, but no one's working that. In the fourth year, the food is edible, but only in Yerushalayim. So he's got a vineyard out here, you know, in Beit Shemesh, so the workers cannot eat those grapes. The Torah allows them to, like, it's like a, you know, a head-on collision. On the one hand, the Torah is saying you help yourself and eat whatever food you're working with. On the other hand, the Torah says, well, those grapes cannot be eaten unless you take it to Jerusalem. Or plan B is the owner can be pulled to them. He can redeem the Kedusha, the Netzer Avai or Kerem Avai, Kedusha of these fruit onto a coin. The same way we had Maaser Sheni, you could redeem it onto a coin and take the coins to Jerusalem. So in theory, even though the food may be inedible now, that's only because happenstance, because the owner has been too lazy or cheap or whatever it is to redeem the fruit onto the kedusha of the fruit onto a coin. Because if you would do that, the employee would be able to eat. So the Mishnah is going to say basically a simple principle, which is if when you contracted the employee to work for you, he knew he wouldn't be able to eat because he knew full well you told him, oh, you're working in my netzer ravai field or whatever, you're working with something that you won't be able to eat, and he agrees, so he agreed, that's fine. But if he shows up thinking he's going to get the perk, the standard perk, and when he shows up, you tell him, oh, and by the way, this field happens to be netzer ravai, oh, by the way, this fruit is usher to you because it has a trumas and maaser taken from it or whatever it is, then no way. The employee can force the employer to rectify the food to make it edible for him as he works with it. That's the principle. So we start out with netzer ravai. Hasochar sapolim, a person hires out workers, lasos ben netzer ravai shalo, to do work with his fourth year produce. It doesn't have to be a vineyard, fourth year, any pick figs or grapes or pomegranates, whatever it is. So the employee working with this fourth year tree or vine, so that stuff is edible because it has to go to Jerusalem. But since when he was hired, you know, the job posting on RBS list said, I need someone to help pick my netzer ravai grapes. So he agreed, so he knew, so then he can't complain. So then, haray elu lo yochelu. So since the employee knew full well when he came to work out in the vineyard that this vineyard was not for eating, so then he agreed to it, and he cannot help himself and eat. So in other words, that's a big chiddush, right? The chiddush is even the Torah says you can't prohibit him from eating the food that he was working with. If he knew full well that the food is prohibited, then the owner need not rectify to make it edible for him. Im lo hodian, of course, if the job posting did not say anything of a sort, and the employee works, and as he's about to eat his first grape, the employer says, oh no, don't eat that, it's netzer ravai, then the employee can force him to, you know, like a baseline, say, you know, legally force him to say, no, I'm within my right to eat, and therefore the employer, is poda umachilan. He has to redeem the kedusha of that grapes that the employee, the worker is working with, and onto a coin, so that the worker, can eat grapes whose heart content, as the pasuk says. So basically, very simple, if he knew ahead of time, then he agreed to it. If he didn't know ahead of time, then he's enforced the employer to make the fruit edible for him.
The guy from Kutfah, doesn't know what that term is.
No, I don't understand. I'm not exactly sure where this rule, where this... Ignorance is never an excuse. I mean, anyways, but we're not assuming that. We're assuming... The Torah puts a high standard on people being responsible for themselves. If you're entering the job market, you're an idiot if you don't know standard working conditions. It's interesting that, like in the modern welfare state, like in America, we have to put a sign on our, you know, we have to put a sign like by the coffee station, like, notice to all employees, you're within your rights to get minimum wage, which is so-and-so, and you're allowed to, there has to be workers, you know, insurance, and blah, 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 blah. But that's,
caution.
But, yeah. Huh? There's all these signs that have to go up, and they come and check. They actually come to our offices to check that we have the sign up. I'm like, we don't have any minimum wage workers here. It's not relevant. No, they get... You can fine you big time for that. Anyways, so that's the point. So that may be in the modern welfare state, but in the Torah state, you be a big boy and know your rights when you're a worker, and if not, find out. So that's that. Okay. Now nisparsu. Okay, so now let me. The next. That's the principle. But now we're talking more examples. If you remember back from Maseches Maaseros, that was a while ago. You don't have to remember actually. The point is, the principle was whenever any produce has finished its processing, so then now the chiyuv of Trumas Maaseros kick in. You can't eat it till you tithe it. So when it comes to dried figs, what they used to do is they used to dry them, press them, and they would like smear them like an oil. That doesn't matter. The point is, they'd be finished. They'd be finished as like little fig cakes. Okay? Then of course, like they're packed tight. Someone told me you can still buy them today. You see them from Nine Stock. They're pushed together. Squished. Right, exactly. The circular. That's exactly what we're talking about. Igule de vela, circles of figs. That's exact. So, that's old school. So, if someone has a fig farm, and he's finished processing his figs, they're all nice little igulim circles, and they're ready to go off to market and be sold. But then, you know, I don't know, when an earthquake comes and they all fall out the baskets and all the igulim, they don't hold together that tightly, they all smash and they unstick together and there's a big mess on the floor. So you hire someone to come clean it up and re-stick them back together into circles all over again, right? No doubt, believe me. And I didn't, there was no 5-second rule back then, I promise. Anyways, so that's all cool. The problem is, the employee now is doing a job where the food already previously hit Gemar Malacha. Once it went through that door, it can't come back out again. Now it's Chayev in
Maaser.
I take that sentence back because there was a without getting to the topic, I just want to rescind what I said. There was a machlokus there about over Shabbos eating if it can go back to being not Chayev Maaser after Shabbos and Maseches Maaseros. You don't remember? It doesn't matter. All I'm saying is, I'm retracting the words that I said flippantly, that once it goes to the door, it can't go back. Forget those words. I'm just simply saying, now what I am saying is, once it hit Gemar Malacha, there's no turning back. Once it's really proper finished processing, it now is Chayev and Maaseros. So the fact that they fell apart again, so what? Those need to have Trumas and Maaseros taken from it. So the same principle is going to apply. If the job posting said, help, the earthquake knocked over my igulei dvela, my fig cakes, and I want them put back together, come please and work and put them back together. So everyone knows, see, and your question's a good question, but the answer's still the same answer. If people don't know, well, they should go to Shia and learn that the Allah is a Trumas and Maaseros. But the point is, so it's Gemar Malach, and they can't eat from it anymore. So since they were put on notice, this was the job, they can't then help themselves to the fig, eating them. And if they didn't know, in other words, I just said, help me with my fig factory, and the bad to the first fig, and they say, oh no, don't eat those figs, because they hit Gemar Malach, and they fell apart, and you can't eat them, so Trumas and Maaseros. Then he can say, no way, Jose, you didn't tell me that ahead of time. When I agreed to the job, I had a mindless perk of eating the figs, and therefore, you have to take your Trumas and Maaseros now, so I could help myself and eat. Thank you very much. So that's what it says. This pasra igulav, if the guy was hired to reassemble the fig circles, the fig cakes, I'll skip two words here for a second, then hare elu lo yochelo, then he has agreed to do the job, and he cannot eat as he helps himself. And I'll come back in a second. Imloho dion, and if he hadn't been put on notice, he just was told to come work in my fig factory, then ma'aser o ma'achilan, then the employee can force the employer to take ma'aser so that he can be fed the figs. I'll go back to words now. The same exact principle, just with another case here, which is nispatchu chaviosav. His wine jugs got opened. Cases like this, also back from Maseches Maaseros, I'll just remind you, that the way they would make wine back then is, we saw a second of the gas, they'd bring all the grapes to the press. You can see them all over the hills here, everywhere you go, you see there's like this big flat kind of basins, if you will, in the rock, and they have like a little spout that runs out. What they do is they put them, all the grapes on that basin, they'd step on them, and the juice would run out. And if you notice, if you look in the hills, you'll see there's often like quite a long channel. We discussed this in Maseches Maaseros. There's like a little furrow that's a few feet long often that leads from the flat, shallow basin where they're stepping down into the pit where the thing goes. The idea was they can catch much of the debris because, you know, as you're stepping on the grapes, so there's little seeds and pits and another debris that's floating around, we get moved down with the liquid into the vat. So fine. What they used to do is they would collect the wine into barrels. But there's debris mixed up in them. We saw shemarim, we've seen this, the leaves, the debris floating around all over the place. And the technique was to leave the, for a while, I don't know how long, but for a while, leave the barrels of wine uncovered. So that what happened is, it would settle, and then there'd be bubbles coming up from the bottom, and maybe fermentation's beginning, and the point is the bubbles would lift up some of the debris to the surface. So the Gemara Malacha, back in the Maseches Maaseros for wine, was after you skim off the top the debris that's floating on the top of the wine barrel, which comes after, I don't know, days, I guess, weeks, I don't know how long. You know, you eventually, it's not finished processing until you can skim off the top the junk, and that takes some time. So the case here, just the Matzias, is that the guy loaded up his barrels, he left them open, and he hasn't yet skimmed off the top. So there's no Gemara Malacha, you can help yourself. Then what happened was, he did skim off the top, and he sealed off the barrels, and everything was good to go. And now the barrels are now chayv and trumas and maisers, and you can't help yourself. Then what happened is, I don't know how it happened, but the equivalent of an earthquake that knocked over the buckets of figs. Something else happened to knock off the lids of these barrels. Don't ask me how it happened. His kids, his mischievous kids on Erev Purim went through and thought it would be very fun to take all the lids off all the barrels of wine and play frizzy with them all. And they're all broken now. So he has to hire someone to reseal all his barrels. So the same idea applies. Since they once were sealed, and the ones had been skimmed already, they already hit the point of Chiyuv Trumas Maaseros. So if I put up the job post and it says, come seal my wine barrels, but I didn't mention they've been sealed once before, so then when they show up to work, they can say, where's the wine? You can't tell him, the employee, oh, you can't drink this wine, it's already had, you know, finished its Gemara Malacha. He can demand of you, no, you never mentioned that, and therefore you have to now take Trumas and Maestros so I can help myself to the wine as I'm sealing it. And if he did know ahead of time that it was resealing, then he should have gone to Shir and learned that resealing barrels of wine means they are high in Trumas and Maestros, and he cannot demand that one of his perks are that he can also drink it. So that's what it says here. This Patchu Chaviyosov means that it was hard to deal with the open barrels to be resealed. Same thing. Okay, very good.